شكرا السيد الرئيس.
Thank you, Madam President. The informal consultations held so far by conference provided us with an opportunity to exchange ideas on the language, the linguistic amendment proposed by the President. Consultations showed that there was no consensus on the proposals made by the presidency, and also showed that it's not as simple a matter as some would have us believe. It's not independent of the context in which conference is operating. The conference has for a long time been unable to deal with the priority substantive issues on the agenda, and you can't resolve that just by insisting on dealing with non-essential technical matters, which will not give any tangible results, leading us out of the paralysis we suffer from. What we've heard during the informal consultations among member states, which understand the six official languages, all goes to show that it's not such a simple matter as all that. For example, we've heard of differences in respect of the impact of amendments made to the English language version and their knock-on effect to the other versions. And this is the case for the Arabic, which has some very clear rules, particularly for the use of the feminine and the masculine. I would like to reaffirm that equality between men and women is one of the noble principles which Syria has supported in all United Nations fora, including here in the CD. However, we don't see any problems in the rules of procedure which would require attention from or correction brought by the conference. And in this context, we need to recall that the conference hasn't seen any discrimination against presidencies based on gender, but it's more on the basis of policies. And we've seen that throughout the presidencies on the part of various member states in the past. We've seen attempts to hamper the work of the president of the conference and boycott it in contradiction with the rules of procedure. In this light, then, we think that this matter, although it may be important, is hardly a priority for activities in the conference. Conference will have to work to negotiate legal instruments on the substantive matters on its agenda and ensure long-awaited progress in the field of disarmament. Finally, let me thank the delegate of Egypt for points raised on the participation of the European Union. I subscribe to those comments, and I would also wish to state that Syria raised this matter in 2018, calling for clarifications from the conference secretariat, which so far we haven't received. Thank you for your attention.